Yeah, we're holding Imritz Hashem on page 59. We're still speaking about the Indian of Bechiah, of crying. He says, Vehein Emes, the last paragraph before we turn the page. Vehein Emes, nonetheless, it's true, it's a reality of life. She'en hadmois tsruois b'simle seinu, lehoitzioise meis shinirtze. It's not, yes, it's not, the idea of crying is not something that can just be turned on and off. It's not like a faucet, no pun intended. We can just turn it on and off. It has to be, we actually very much in line with what we spoke about yesterday, which is that it needs to be an authentic place. It needs to be a real place. The We want to be able to reach that level. It's Tisha B'Av. How many times have we, as somebody sat there on Tisha B'Av night by the Kinas, and just be like, I can't get out what I need to get out. I want to feel that way, and I know I feel that way. And we spoke about the idea of like crying over the fact that you don't feel that way, the famous Maisa with the soldiers after the Six-Day War, and they went to the Kaisel, and a few soldiers were crying their eyes out out of the impact and the importance of the day and the moment. And a few soldiers were secular, also sitting back and, you know, also a little bit confused. Like, they were upset that they couldn't cry because they saw that they were missing something, that these people did see the importance and the significance, and they couldn't see it. And ultimately, they caused them to cry. What? I don't think that's true. I disagree with that. You said two different things. Is it natural for men to cry? It's natural for everyone to cry. If it wasn't natural, there wouldn't be any waterworks that come out. Is it that it's more common? The Gemara famously says that you have to be very careful with your wife because the cries are very close, right? Right? It's Inas Dvarim is much higher for a lady than it is for a man, of course. Although again, nowadays, as the generations have gone, things have changed a little bit. But the idea is that at least a man shouldn't be moved constantly. We spoke about this idea of like stoicism, of being stable, you can't be breaking apart all the time. But this is a very normal thing, and a person should be able to get that place because there are times. Ace Livkois, we have it in Kahelet. There are times where a person needs to get to a place and say, this is a moment. And what do you do when you're not in that moment? Best segueing back to what we were saying before. Me tin roshenu mayim ve'inenu mekar. V'nifke yom v'ayla. Ava manase. What are we supposed to do? Kasha dalse inenu sugurais. Misugurais. In yosef yod ma'achas. What are we supposed to do when it's just not coming out? It oftentimes can come from the lack of hakara, a lack of true understanding as to what really is, what does it mean to sit there and to really think about the Beis HaMikdash. The way I try to explain the idea of like to my Talmidim, what does it mean that losing the Beis HaMikdash and being sad about it, is not necessarily that, oh, we missed a beautiful building, and it's because every problem and every tzar that we have in this world is directly correlated and directly connected back to the fact that we don't have the Shekhinah in our day-to-day life. Every single problem, every single war, every single struggle, from your fights with your parents, to the lack of money in your home, to the challenges we have in Mishalom, every problem can be directly linked to the fact that we don't have the Shekhinah in our lives, and we don't have a Navi in our life, and we don't have that direct direction of being able to be Mekayim the Ratzon HaBorei. Yeah, well, I can't hear you. Why?
There were problems also when the temple was around.
You have to know there were major tkufas and the periods of times where we see that there are issues. You have to know. Tzaddikim were dan chush shel chesed. You have to know what that means. Was it a miut and the fact that people didn't? If you look most of the time, and Victor Miller speaks about this a lot also. He says you get the impression you read the Tanakh. Oh, everything was just terrible, horrible, and life was just constantly. That's not true. It was like literally, if you take a look out of a period of like 500 years, it was like 30 years of challenges, 40 years of challenges. But because we care about the lesson and the ultimate, tikkun adoy lamim, but the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because he's saying it comes from a lack of understanding of erkenu, of our appreciation for the matter. So someone's sitting on Tisha B'Av night and saying, "What do I feel bad about?" The reason why it's not coming out is due to the fact that there is an element of us that is deeply removed from the overall principle, from the overall thing. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a very famous vart where he says, "By the Bnei Aaron that died, right? How should you feel bad? I mean, we should feel bad, right? We should cry over it. We should cry. How could it be that these great tzaddikim, when the children of Aaron, they passed away, why should, did I meet the dudes? Pardon my informal way of speaking. Do I know these guys? I have no idea who they are, right? They're just some figment or some concept in my brain. What's the idea? It is because the amount of Torah they would have brought into this world would have directly impacted you. The fact that they would have Shalshalas Hadaris, Tamidim, 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 we would be able to learn the Torah of the Bnei Aaron. And yet, we don't have it. You're lacking something. And you need to personalize it. Well, it doesn't say he didn't cry. He didn't cry because he wanted to cry, but yet he held back. It's a longer discussion for a different time, but that I wouldn't necessarily agree that that's how you would derive from that. We don't really truly know. We're not personalized enough in the loss. We're not necessarily involved and ensconced in tahara and kedusha to truly understand the lack of it. We've become so desensitized to evil and to things that are incorrect and wrong in this world. Again, if the lack of it, we don't feel it. You can never know what you're lacking if you don't have it. If you never knew what it was to begin with. That's why we don't ultimately get to this true place of truly actually feeling this loss. Of course, somebody has an actual family member directly in front of you. Oh, believe me, the waterworks will come because it's personalized. It's something which is connected to you. Say, but I don't feel personal about it. Well, there are parts of it that are personal. The Indian of Gullus, the Indian of Tsar, of pain, of all the challenges, like I said, is directly correlated, directly related back to the lack of the Shekhinah in our life and the lack of direction of Nevi'im in our lives is something which should be personalized. God forbid, a person should say, if I'm having struggles, I just had a student reach out to me recently about the challenges with, you know, Kibbutz Avim. They left yeshiva and seminary, and they're having challenges. And they feel like I'm just fighting with my parents constantly. A person that's challenging. It can feel very uncomfortable being in that place if you don't know what you're doing. What's the value for this? And I don't feel appreciated that. Constant back and forth. But that's all correlated to the fact we don't have a Shekhinah. And even worse, that she's coming to me. Even worse. That I have the answers for anything. You go to a Navi. How have I should go to a Navi? Why are you dealing with, like, they call it the Sug Bet version? You know, coming to the, I'm not even Sug Bet when it comes to a Navi. I'm a Sug. I love that stuff. I'm not even the alphabet at that point. How have I we should have Navim to be able to know what our Tafkid and what our Matara is? Like, we spoke about it a few times already. The Vilna Gaon says that literally the Navi would look at your name, and based off of the Koyach of your name, they would know exactly what your Matara in this life was. But they say, the only ones that still have nevuah, bizman hazeh, are the shoytim. Okay, anyways, all right. About therefore, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Rabbi Rabin. I appreciate it. Okay. About ha'ish asher hu tohar, but nonetheless, and this is a very, very important. We'll end off with this point. He says, but someone who does place themselves and purifies themselves and lives a life of tahara and kedusha and is not bombarded by shtiyot, by treifkeit, and is allowed their true essence and their true neshama to really get the messages and the broadcast of the Torah HaKadosha. Even if you haven't necessarily, let's say, really deeply understand it, but you are a person who can receive a message. You're a person who is not blocked, spiritually blocked, by all the terrible messages in the world. You've removed all those barriers. And now what? Even if you don't necessarily feel it, but there's a part of you that feels it, and that part will come out. It'll come out, mamash, like spring forth, which would be everything, because you will have a part of yourself which will truly be totally aware. Your neshama will come out, and the neshama is 100% aware and is 100% in touch with what it should be and how it should be and the way the world should be, because it's inherently it's ruchnis unto itself. The alkapanim. We should try to think of different imageries, different things in our mind to get ourselves to cry. Because there is within a person's ability to, yes, bring a person. You just have to figure out the key and the way to do it.
Right. I heard one time a woman who moved, like,
and
she said, you know, when I want to cry, I think about something sad, like somebody killed an animal or something. But over here, how does that really help if you think about something other than, oh my gosh, Tisha B'Av, oh my gosh, this kind of that? How does it help to think about the tears themselves by themselves?
If that doesn't work, if that doesn't work, what we're trying to just get through is that, like, cellophane wrapper, right? The cellophane wrapper just, so fine, thinking about the big thing of, oh, the Shekhinah, that, you're right, maybe those are too high-minded. Maybe it's, God forbid, thinking about, like, a really serious thing of, like, a kid dying in the hospital. Just think about a random child. Yeah, why not? But slow down. It's a bridge, right? We're using it as a bridge. It's like the glass, right? Yeah, right.
You're thinking about maybe your next door neighbor who lost a child, never, who was hit by a
car. Yeah.
And you feel
has it helped? Because it. Let me ask you a question. You have when you there's a fire right now. Right, there's a fire, and you need to pull the alarm switch. And it says over there, break glass. Right, it went in like danger, or went in fire. Right, what does that mean? You're breaking the glass. You're breaking the glass. The way that you break through that mechitza, because we're all kind of just going along to get along. Because if not, you wouldn't be able to function. Who would be able to get out of bed if a person was truly in touch with like the challenges and the pain of the world? Walk in right now. Go right now to Shai Tzedek. You want to do that? You go right now today, Shai Tzedek, to the oncology ward, the child pediatric oncology ward. You want to talk about pain? There are children who are dying right now. But we don't think about that day to day. Why? Because it's too macabre. It's too deaf. It's too dark. It's too much. So what's the idea? The idea is we put up a mechitza. We move on. But if a person, but there are moments and times. Yeah, Yitzchak, I had to break it to you.
With your imagination.
Yeah.
And you start, once you're already opened up, there's a maxom, a block, a barrier.
Yeah.
Which is holding back your tears.
Exactly.
Once you start crying,
now you're in the parsha.
Up, and now you're able, much more able, to relate and think
right.
about and extend that. You say
that crying is not
coming from like that.
I understand. But we want to first get ourselves to cry. Once you're in the world of crying, then you can easily bring the emotion to where it does belong eventually.